child, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Faith can do.
fall sometimes, you will have the strength to rise.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a wonderful week. I have had a very blessed week. My recovery time is complete from the surgery, and I have been getting a lot accomplished around the inside and outside of the house. I've been getting some exercise in to lose some of those extra pounds I gained after surgery. I am feeling better now than I have in a long while. Praise God. Are you guys ready to hear some inspiration today? Today's message is going to be about taking the pressure off. We're going to be discussing faith. But before we start in with the message, I would like for each of you to join me in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, first we come before you with thanksgiving in our heart. Thank you for all the blessings you bestow on us each day. Thank you for your protection, wisdom, love, forgiveness, grace, and mercy each day. Thank you for waking us up today. Father, we all struggle with hard times, trials and tribulations. You never promised us a life without trials and tribulations. You did promise to always be with us, to give us the faith and the strength to overcome anything that comes up against us. You gave us the ultimate instruction manual, the Bible, so that we can study your word and know you better. Sometimes we, your children, do not know what to do. Father, I ask that you would bestow your wisdom upon each and every one of us out there listening today. We have leaned on our own understanding and have failed because we did not bring our petitions to you, foolishly thinking we had control. We do not want to lean on our understanding anymore because it has let us down many times. We need to hear your voice. Please, Father, give us discernment to hear your voice and your voice alone. Speak to us in a way that you know we will hear you best. We also pray for your will to be done in our lives. We give you all the praise and glory in our circumstances because we trust that we are exactly where we are supposed to be. We know that when we are going through something, you are teaching us something, helping us to grow. Father, please soften our hearts and our minds so that we will receive clearly the direction from you. And soften my heart as well and help guide me to speak the words that you would have me to speak to the audience today. No matter what, we will trust in you and ask you to show what is best in our situation. Father God, please forgive us of our sins and help us to forgive others as you so graciously forgive us every day. We love you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me in that opening prayer. Folks, faith is valuable. Priceless, in fact. Faith solves problems and moves mountains. In Romans 12, the Bible tells us every man is given a measure of God's faith. This means that he has given each of us an adequate measure of faith to do anything that he wants us to do in our life. Jesus did not die on the cross so we could struggle. God especially does not want us to struggle while trying to make the Christian life work in our lives. This is why God has given us faith. It is my belief, actually I am convinced, that if people really understood how important having real faith is, like the innocence of a childlike faith, the majority of us would not struggle with the problems that we do. It is so important to live in love, righteousness, peace, and joy. Most of our problems could be avoided if only we operated in the measure of faith that God gifted us with. You cannot say you do not have faith, because clearly in the Bible it states that God created each of us with built-in faith. Think about this for a moment. You exhibit faith every day, all day long, and you probably don't even know it. How, you might ask? When you get in your car to go someplace, you have faith that your car will get you to your destination without breaking down, right? When you go to work of a morning or wherever or whenever your hours are, you have faith that when you get there, you still have a job. And what about flying? You board an airplane having faith that it will not crash before you land safely back on the ground. When you go to sleep at night, you have faith you will wake up in the morning. When you make your daily coffee, you have faith in the coffee maker, believing it will produce coffee. You had faith when you tuned in today, that at this very hour, I would be here to deliver today's message. When you go somewhere and you have to leave your car parked in a parking lot, don't you have faith that when you return, that your car will be in the exact same place that you left it? It's amazing how much faith we use every day. Yet we have trouble putting our faith in God. Why? Why? When we sit down, we have faith the chair that we use is going to hold us up. We do not always check everything we use to see if it's sturdy or safe to use. We just use it with the faith of a child that's going to work. You have faith that whatever you are using will do its job. We operate in faith all the time, folks. In the Bible, Paul says he never got tired of telling the people the same stories over and over again because it rekindled their faith. If I were to ask the listening audience, how many of you are confused about something going on in your life right now? I bet there would be a lot of you that would admit to there being something on your mind that you have been wrestling with and cannot make sense of. Let me tell you this. If you are confused in any way, you are not operating in full faith. God's way does not confuse us. Confusion comes from Satan. The moment you trust in God, confusion leaves. When you trust in God, you do not have to figure things out on your own anymore. When we rely on our own understanding, trying to do things our way, in our time, we just make a huge mess of things. This only interferes with God's plan for us and sets us back ever further from whatever we are trying to accomplish. Have you ever had an instance where you tried and you tried and you tried to do something on your own, but nothing was happening? Nothing was happening the way you wanted it to. Have you been so frustrated about something that you finally just threw your hands up in the air and said, "I'm done. I'm done." And you just walk away. Have you ever experienced a moment when you took your hands off the situation and it fell right into place just like that? That was God working on your behalf. When you let go of trying to do things on your own terms, then God can step in and work it all out. Until we let go of the reins that we hold on our life and turn it over to God, we will experience one frustration after another, and things will work against us, not for us. We will experience frustration like you haven't experienced. We make things so much harder on ourselves than is necessary. We try hard to make things happen the way we want them to. We live in a microwave society, friends. We want everything now. We do not want to wait. God's timing is way different from our own. We need to grow some patience in our life. We cannot do this on our own, though. You have to ask God to help you grow patience. By nature, I'm a pretty impatient person myself. I know how hard it is to wait on something that you want right now. I am no different than any of you. I struggle with the same things all of you struggle with. there came a point in my own life when I finally realized that it didn't matter how quickly I wanted something, I was not going to get it any faster by being impatient. God's perfect timing is always the best. I prayed and prayed that God would grow my patience. I must say, you do have to be careful what you ask for, because God really does answer your prayers. During that time, it seemed as if anything and everything that could possibly slow me down did just that. Nothing seemed to go as I had planned. I was bombarded with all kinds of obstacles that frustrated and aggravated me to no end on a daily basis. Instead of my patience getting better, it seemed to be going in the reverse. But as I stayed in God's Word, I realized that during all that chaos, God was growing my patience. He was answering my prayer. Praise God! It was a process that I had to go through to learn what I needed to learn. It sure was not how I expected, but it was effective. Praise God for His discipline. Even as adults, we too need discipline in our lives, just as we would discipline our own children if they did something that they shouldn't. God disciplines us too, and age doesn't matter. Whether you're 20 or you're 80, God disciplines His children. I'm a much more patient person today than I used to be, but I am also a continuing work in progress. We all are. We are the clay. God is the potter. The harder we fight against something, the more we wrestle trying to do things in our own way without God's help, the more time and energy is wasted. Folks, we only have a numbered amount of days in our life. No more, no less. Do we really want to be wasting it by wrestling against God? Confusion, worry, doubt, anger, etc. That is not operating in God's faith. As I continue with today's message, I want to talk to you about how to release that faith. Faith is a very powerful force that changes everything. Faith is the only thing that allows you to have rest in God. There, you will find the most amazing peace. You do not have to figure stuff out or change things anymore. When you find this place that you can give it all to God, then you can say, I am trusting in you, God, to change this. And if the situation does not change, don't be frustrated. God must not want it changed, at least not at that time. And so we must accept that and let it go. How many years have you spent trying to change your spouse, your children, your friends? We always want change, change, change. Folks, can I tell you, it is not our job to change everyone. We cannot change anyone. There is only one that can change the people around us and our circumstances, and that is the Most High, our Heavenly Father. When we come into the realization that we cannot change people, it's a big relief to accept that, knowing that we all have enough issues of our own to deal with without trying to fix or change someone else. We are only responsible for our own actions. How do we come to this place where we find rest in God? It is my belief that along with studying the Word of God, we just have to try it our own way, on our own understanding, for so long until we are so aggravated, disgusted, frustrated with our own way of doing things to finally get worn out enough, running into the same brick wall over and over to finally say, okay, God, let your will be done in my life. I surrender. Folks, trust me, this does work. I have been in that place of struggle, where some of you are right now, where I tried and I tried, I fought and I kicked, I became angry, impatient, disgusted, and then down to the bottom. I felt completely depleted. An example of what I'm talking about might go like this. It feels like a small child that does not want to go to sleep at night and will cry him or herself to sleep. And right before the sleep comes is the overwhelming exhaustion from trying to get your own way and failing. The result? Complete depletion of energy and submission. What I discovered at that time, down at the bottom, is that there is only one way up, and my way obviously was not working. So let's try a new approach and turn it over to God. What do we have to lose? You are already at the bottom. For some of you, you can't go any lower. So why not? I used to run myself ragged with what ifs. I was definitely not operating in faith at that time. I was operating in my own understanding. And let me tell you, looking back, the thought that I actually believed, that I was actually arrogant enough to believe that I could do it all without help is absolutely ridiculous to me now. I was a fool. I had faith, but it was in myself, not God. I have a bit of an obsessive-compulsive personality. So when I get something stuck in my mind, I will not stop until the situation has been resolved. However, through the years, with God's help and having complete and trust and faith in Him to work all things out for my good, in His perfect timing, not my own, has released a big burden from my shoulders. Trust in God, folks. Things may not get done as fast as you had hoped for, but it will get done in God's perfect timing. We have to believe that with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, that everything will be taken care of in our life. I have a peace of mind now that I wish I had so much younger in my life. God always wants the best for His children. He is always with us, fighting our battles and fixing the messes that we make of our life. Here's a few more verses in the Bible where God talks to us about His promises and His faith. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Bible tells us, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Another of my many favorites is Mark 11:22-24. Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing is impossible with God." 1 Corinthians 6:13, "Be on guard. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong." Folks, true peace comes in knowing that God is in control, not us. He can be trusted. He is worthy of our faith and our praise. Here's a quote from Catherine Pulsifer. "Faith is unseen, but felt. Faith is strength when we feel we have none. Faith is hope when all things seem lost." I know I have said this many times, and I will probably say it many more times in the future, because I believe in it so much with all of my heart, that at every opportunity I get to share this with you and plant the seed in your heart, I'm going to do so. You may want to jot this down on a piece of paper for future reference. I drew this up on a piece of paper with lots of color, and I have it posted on my wall right next to my bathroom mirror. every time I use the bathroom or the mirror. I am reminded of this fact, and I say it over and over to myself quite often. So here it is. Faith is acting like it is so, even when it is not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. This, my friends, is how you move mountains. Friends, God knows everything about us from the beginning of our life to the end of our life and everything in between. He knows our flaws, our weaknesses, and strengths. We do not have to go around apologizing for ourselves all day long. We need to come to a place in our lives where we tell God, "Okay, God, I'm going to turn my life over to you completely. I'm done trying to do this on my own understanding." We would be so much better off if we studied God's Word more, operated more in faith, and let Him change us and our circumstances. Trust God to do what He says that only He can do. Folks, we need to make a decision right now. Decisions are so important. Some people go through life flying by the seat of their pants, seemingly without a care in the world, trying to avoid decision making. But I want each one of you this coming week to decide here and now that you will let go and let God do things His way in your life. Accept the fact that without God, we cannot do anything. I want you to lean and rely on God. Let me give you an example of that. When you sit in a chair, you lean and rely and recline back in the chair. You rest there. You rest in its stability, trusting that it will hold you up and not collapse out from under you before you're done using it. We do not question the chair before we sit in it. And this is the same kind of faith that we should be operating in with our Heavenly Father. Did you know that the word faith appears 336 times in the King James Version of the Bible? I'm not done yet. There's more. It appears 458 times in the New International Bible. And here is something even better. I've got more good news. According to the BibleGateway.com, listen to this, folks, get ready. There are 5,467 promises written in the Bible. God's promises to us. Amen. Can I get a shout out there? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 5,467 promises. Can you even imagine that? God loves us. If faith and promises were not important to God, why would He ask us to exercise our faith so often? I searched a little further, and a promise means a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance of a specified act. So when God promises something, we can expect and lay claim to the fact whatever promise will come to pass. Rest assured of that. When God promises us something, nothing can stop it from happening. Faith is one of the most important components to Christian living. We cannot purchase it, sell it, give it to our friends. Faith is described as a belief in or a devotion to or trust in without logical proof. Faith is not something we conjure up in our own mind. Faith is a God-given gift. Faith is what sustains us to the very end. It is by our faith that we know we will be in heaven with God for all eternity after our work here on earth is complete. I mentioned this earlier in the message, but the best way to describe faith is in Hebrews 11:1. And that verse tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's the best way to describe faith. Being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So this seems like a good place to go ahead and take a break. So I'm going to play you a few songs, and I hope you enjoy them. And we will continue with our message after this short break.
Your hand will guide my every way. Will I receive the words you say? Every moment of every day. Will I walk by faith? Or even when I cannot see? Will because your will for me will help me to rid my endless fears. You've been so faithful for all my years. With the one breath you make me new. Your grace covers all I do. Well, because this broken road prepares your will for me. Well, I will walk by faith, well, even when I cannot see. Oh, well, because this broken road prepares your will.
Life. I won't turn back, I know you are near.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. For those of you that may be just joining in to listen, I'm happy that you did. The podcast of today's message will be later uploaded to my page on www.shazizradio.com. I hope you will take time, if you are just tuning in, to go back and listen to the entire message. I encourage all of you to share the podcast with your friends. Everyone can use some encouragement and inspiration. Today's message is about taking the pressure off. What does that even mean? We have been talking about faith and having faith in God, operating in faith. We all get frustrated because things are not going the way we want them to, on our own time schedule. Sometimes we try to force things to happen on our own understanding. Then we become even more frustrated when it doesn't work. As we learn to lean on God, it takes some of the pressure off of ourselves. Until we do learn to lean on God, we are not going to have any victory in our life. If we say we have faith, then why do we live our lives upset all the time? Why do we worry about everything, doubting if anything good will happen, or doubting our own abilities, confused over some big decision that we have to make, being jealous or bitter or angry? Why? We are not operating in faith when we allow ourselves to get caught up in all of this other stuff. Someone just messaged on the chat room that faith and belief are two different things. And yes, you have to have both of them. You have to believe, but you have to have faith first. Faith means trust. Did you know that you can have something and never put it to good use? Take, for example, you can make it a habit of giving something, but when it becomes merely a habit or a sense of duty, we forget to release our faith. We forget what the purpose of giving really means. Giving still releases blessings, but when we give for the right reasons, it takes us to a whole different level. When we trust that all our needs will be met, it takes us to a whole different level. Let's get back to talking about how we can release our faith. There are several ways in which to do this, but for now I just want to talk to you about three things: praying, saying, and doing. We really release our faith when we pray. When we pray about the petitions of our heart, we are expecting, there's that word again, we are expecting favor in our lives in the area that we prayed about. We are saying, God, here is what is going on. This is what I would like to see happen, and I'm trusting in you to give me what is best for me. Faith cannot work until we release it. We can have faith, but it just sits there until we decide to release it. Have you ever heard the old saying, you can have money in the bank and still starve to death? Having something is no guarantee we will use it. There are many Christians that do not know they have been given such a powerful gift. Someone has to tell them, to show them. We do not have to struggle to get faith, because God created in each one of us this built-in faith that we need, this measure of faith that we need to get us through life as God planned for us. Oftentimes we just don't know it. We do not give God or ourselves enough credit. Once we learn what power we have been given, and we start to behave accordingly toward God's will for our lives, the more we read God's word and practice faith, trust in God, the more right we will be with God. In time, these old habits will be replaced with new, healthier habits. It is important to understand that you cannot give away something that you do not have. Until we accept God's love in our heart, we cannot love another person in the right way until we first learn to love ourselves the right way. Mercy is another one. We need to accept God's grace and mercy before we can give grace and mercy to someone else. If we walk around all day long being hard on ourselves, punishing ourselves for the mistakes we made, and yes, we all know we do it, we are not accepting God's mercy. We give away a lot of our joy because we think we do not deserve it. But when we learn to receive that mercy and that love that God gives us, it softens our heart, and we become more tender-hearted toward others. It is so important to know what belongs to us. In Galatians 2:20, the Bible says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." What a wonderful life all of us would have if we operated in the measure of faith God has given us. Can you imagine how different our lives would be? Can you imagine how great and joyful it would be to just let go of all that chaos and clutter in our mind and to just give it all to God and trust, have faith that He will answer our prayers? We can live that life, folks. We can. It's a choice. We are the one that is standing between God and ourselves, keeping God from fully doing His work in our life. We push and we push and we push God. And all God wants is to give His children the best life that He can for each of us. God does not want us to trudge around in misery and pain, living a mediocre life. But until we accept God into our heart and grow in Him, let Him abide in us, we won't have that joy that comes from living a faith-filled life with God. We do not need to be under stuff all the time. God says in Deuteronomy 23:13, "The Lord will make us the head and not the tail, not anything in between, if we pay attention to the Lord's commandments and we follow Him. We will always be at the top and never at the bottom." God says we already have the victory that strengthens us to live day by day. If only we could understand how valuable faith is. If only we would claim God's victory in us. Faith changes things, folks. It creates things, it moves mountains, and it solves problems. We cannot give up on faith. But we have to understand that our faith does not always change things right away. It goes back to that microwave society, folks. Sometimes our faith doesn't make things change instantaneously. It takes a while. Sometimes you have to keep believing, keep holding on. God is always faithful, though. Anyone who has walked with God for any length of time knows that God is faithful. God may not do things our way or on our time, but God will do it, and it will be the best for us. God is faithful, and He keeps His promises. If God does not remove the problem, He will give us the strength to get through it. In Mark 11:22, the Bible says, "Have faith in God constantly." Not a little bit, not today, and not tomorrow, not when I wake up, but not when I go to bed, when I get to work, but not when I go home. The Bible clearly says, have faith in God constantly. In Romans 1:17, the Bible says, "We learn about a righteousness that leads us to faith from the first to the last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Friends, there is a little faith and there is big faith. And the way our faith grows is by using what we have. It is not always an easy road to travel. Sometimes we just have to go through some stuff, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we just have to go through some stuff to finally learn just how great our God is. But always remember this. Whether we believe God is with us or not, God is always with us. He never leaves our side. Faith takes some humility, folks. We are not walking in faith with God if we still believe that we can do everything by ourselves. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We cannot just walk around in our life and assume that since we have always done this or that a million times before, that the next time we will have the same exact results. Do not assume anything, but be in prayer constantly. Rely and lean on God. No matter what the circumstance is, we need to rely and lean on God, His wisdom, to tell us the right way to go about doing things so that we can have that joy while doing whatever it is, even if it's something that we don't particularly like to do. Take this for an example. Doing the dishes. Some of you may not like doing the dishes, even though it is a necessary chore. Every time you have to do the dishes, you stand at the sink, dishes in hand, grumbling the whole time, rushing through the job, maybe not even paying attention or close attention to how well you're doing the job. Your attitude is, "Let's just get this done." But folks, that is the wrong attitude to have. Instead, we need to be in prayer. "Lord, you know this is not my favorite thing to do. Please assist me in having the right attitude, to pay close attention to the dishes, to doing them the right way and with joy in my heart." And here, we can refer back again to Mark 11:23. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and truly believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them." The Bible does not say whoever doubts or complains about the mountain. It says, "The one that believes, it shall be done." So whatever we pray for, we must believe it will be granted to us. First the faith, and then we must believe if it is in accordance with God's will. In God, we have to believe before we get. We don't get something and then believe we have it. That's completely backwards. God does not operate that way. That doesn't take any faith to do it. Once we get something, we no longer have to believe we will get it because we already have it. But there is a period of time when we ask for something and pray about it that we have to release our faith and believe that whatever we've prayed for is on its way to us. Then we have to keep saying what we believe God is doing, not ask for it and talk like we're never going to get it. How many times have you done that? I've done that a few times. But that's not the right way to go about it. God says, keep saying what we believe for, what we believe that God is doing. Believe. How would you like it if one of your children came up to you asking for some new school clothes, and you responded by telling them that you would take them very soon when you had the opportunity to get away and do it? You guys would go clothes shopping. And then they went around the house for the next few weeks grumbling and complaining that they were never going to get those new clothes. It's easy for us to understand that concept when it applies to us and our children. Why is it so difficult to understand that we are a child of God? And the principle is the same for us. Do you think God wants to hear us ask Him for something and then have to hear us also grumble that we're never going to get it, that He's never going to give it to us? Imagine the frustration we feel when that is done to us. Now imagine how God must feel. You tell God what you need, back it up with Scripture and God's promises, and keep saying, you know it's on the way. That is the right attitude to have. What do you think would happen if your child came to you and said, I know, Mom or Dad, you are going to take me clothes shopping soon. I will just wait patiently. I know it's going to happen. And every time they pass you, the next day they say the same thing. The next day, the next day, the next week. They say the same thing. They have that same attitude. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I know it. If each time your child did that, do you think that you would perhaps be more willing to set aside time faster to take your child shopping, as opposed to if you had to listen to them constantly complaining that it was never going to happen? A negative attitude does not make God or anyone else want to speed things up, rush right out there and meet our needs. It actually slows down the process. Okay, so now we've talked about the praying and the saying. We are working on that mountain. The next thing God asks us to do is if we have any grievances toward anyone or know of anyone who has a grievance toward us, go make it right with them. If you cannot forgive others, God cannot forgive you, and He cannot answer your prayers. So we have something to do. Along with the staying in prayer and saying what God is doing for us, we have to do something else too. We must take obedient action toward forgiving others. Let go of the anger and the hurt, the bitterness, the jealousy, whatever it is that you're harboring about someone, or perhaps several someones. If you know someone else has a grievance toward you, go take care of it. Until we take care of business first, we cannot expect God to give us the desires of our heart. So go get it right, folks. God is big on peace. Where there is peace, there is blessing. Where there are both of these components, there is the anointing power of God. Do whatever it takes to be that peacemaker. You might say, well, I didn't do anything wrong. They started it. It does not matter. God says, take an obedient action, step of faith, do the right thing, trust God. Come to a place where you can say to yourself, this is what the Word says, it doesn't matter how I feel or what the situation looks like, your Word is greater than anything, so this is what I'm going to do. We release our faith to God by praying, saying, and doing. Releasing faith is not a passive action. We need to get out there, and we need to do some work. We can have something in the spiritual realm way before we receive it in the physical realm. When we believe with all of our heart that we already have something, we are just as happy as if we had seen it with our own two eyes. Am I right? God says faith is the confirmation, the proof of what we have, even if we cannot see it or feel it. God still says it belongs to us. As we wrap up today's message, folks, let us go first in prayer. Here we go. O Lord, we come before you today with gratitude in our hearts for all that you do for us. We love you. We ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, even those that we may not even know about. We thank you for your new grace and mercy every day. We come before you today asking that you would convict us of those areas that we need to polish. We ask that you would help us to show us how to extend the same measure of grace and mercy toward others as you do to us. O Lord, in Corinthians, you tell us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Please help strengthen our faith in our daily walk, for we acknowledge that we can do all things, through Him who gives us strength. In Hebrews, you tell us that faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. Lord, we believe, but help us in our times of unbelief, through the reading and studying of your word, to grow and deepen our faith, so that we will believe more and more. In Matthew, you tell us, "Then he touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith, let it be done to you.'" Lord, we want that faith. We trust in you completely. As we step out in faith and release your power in our life, no more turning back, no more denying the measure of faith that you have given us as your precious gift. From this day forth, we are trusting you with all of our hearts, leaning and relying on you instead of our own understanding. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection over each of us today, this coming week, a hedge of protection over each of our families and our homes. And in these things we pray, in your Son, Jesus' name, and all the people said amen. God bless each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I hope that God has used me in such a way that you received his message loud and clear today. Go out there this week, friends, and release that faith. Release your faith. Take a chance. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place, have a great week, everyone. I love you.
God. God is with us. He is for us. Faithful is our God. God is with us. He is for us. Faithful is our God.
Spirit, lead me where my trust. justice without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.